Good afternoon. It's 4:30 and 77 degrees here in Moorhead. This is Mountain Edition. I'm Leanne Akers.
And I'm Sean Delaney.
The position is still there, but there's less pension cost involved.
Moorhead State has eliminated 16 positions but avoided mass layoffs for now.
Emergency crews in Lewis County are cleaning up after flash flooding.
Rowan County has so far avoided the hepatitis A epidemic.
Rowan County High School site-based council begins the search for a new principal.
Another relative of Senator Mitch McConnell has been tagged for a job in the Trump administration.
In sports, MSU's baseball Eagles are in action this afternoon.
Bud Luke has the stock report.
Thunderstorms early tonight with a low of around 65 degrees. Stay tuned for an extended weather forecast coming up after this news.
Although letting some employees go was a tough decision for Moorhead State University, it could have been much worse. That's according to President Dr. Jay Morgan. The university announced today that 16 employees were eliminated in an effort to reduce cost at the university. Beginning in 2018, the General Assembly placed $31 million into a performance funding pool for all public universities in the state to compete to obtain. Moorhead is not eligible for any of those funds within the biennium. Other public institutions have cut employees by the hundreds to compensate. Morgan says tough decisions had to be made after the state reduced funding revenue by a total of 6.7%.
Our strategy over, what was it, November to now has been strategic. It's been methodical. We tried not to do a slash and burn, and I really think it helped us mitigate down to a small number of people.
Morgan says a combination of retirements and reallocations of duty and positions have helped the university to cut costs while saving those positions. Although painful, he says he's proud of the way the academic community worked together in the face of adversity.
The University of Kentucky is pushing to fire a tenured professor. The Lexington Herald Leader reports the rare move comes against journalism instructor Buck Ryan. University officials alleged Ryan used a self-published book as required reading for his classes and then pocketed over $6,000 in the process. UK policy requires faculty to donate proceeds back to the university or to charity. Ryan says he donated the money to multiple organizations and will fight the allegations.
Police in London say they've arrested a man who tried to pay a minor for sex. According to WYMT, Rahul Patel is charged with promoting human trafficking of a minor and unlawful use of electronic means to induce a minor. Investigators say Patel was texting an undercover officer when he agreed to pay $150 for full services. The officer was posing as a 17-year-old. Patel was taken to the Laurel County Detention Center.
Police in Breathitt County are asking residents to be on the lookout for an escaped inmate. WYMT reports 48-year-old William Randall Fugit escaped from the Breathitt County Courthouse around noon today. Hazard Community and Technical College's Lee campus was placed on lockdown as a precautionary measure. Fugit is described as 6 foot 1 inches tall, 160 pounds, wearing an orange jumpsuit and possibly handcuffed. He was previously charged with receiving stolen property.
Charges of theft against a former Mount Olivet Water Department clerk have been dismissed. According to the Maysville Ledger-Independent, Sandra Fryman was indicted last year after a Kentucky State Police investigation on two counts of theft by failure to make required disposition of property, abuse of public trust of more than $10,000, and theft by unlawful taking. The charges, now dropped, alleged Fryman used the water company's accounts to pay personal credit cards and give herself raises. Fryman's attorney, Ben Shields, did not elaborate on the reason for the dismissal.
Emergency crews in Lewis County are making repairs to areas affected by flash flooding. WSAZ reports high water affected the Tolesboro area, among others, last night. Lewis Judge Executive Todd Ruckel says road crews are making emergency repairs to washed out or damaged areas. Flooding was reported to be near some homes, but not inside any of them. Officials say Ron's IGA in Tolesboro and Globe Family Funeral Chapel at Camp Dix have both been damaged from floodwaters.
Despite heavy rains late yesterday and last night, the head of Rowan's Emergency Management Agency says the county didn't deal with any major flooding issues. According to Ronnie Day, the only issue was a bit of water over some roads and bridges for a short time on Old Route 32 in the South Willow area due to some hillside runoff. With more heavy showers in the forecast, Day admits that could be a concern, but he adds the current weather pattern could help prevent possible flooding problems.
When it rains and then it quits for a while and then it rains again and it quits for a while, that's always good because it gives the rain that's there and what's actually in the runoff areas, it gives it time to dry a little bit, and hopefully it's moved on downstream and we don't get hit as hard normally if it's just a constant rain. You know, if it's a constant rain, a hard rain for a period of time, then yeah, we got concerns about it.
Day says the heavy rain last night did cause a tree to fall on the home of one Rowan Countyan, causing a power outage. There were no injuries, however. We'll have more of your region's headlines right after this.
Support for MSPR comes from the Community Recycling Center in Moorhead. Located at 325 Triplett Street near the Moorhead City Park, the Community Recycling Center offers a 24-hour drop-off service for a variety of recyclables, including cardboard, aluminum and steel cans, one- and two-numbered plastics, books, newspaper, magazines, mixed and shredded paper. The Community Recycling Center is a partnership of the City of Moorhead, Rowan County, and Moorhead State University. More information at 784-1250.
Another food worker in Boyd County has been reported to have hepatitis A. WSAZ reports an employee at RJ Kahuna's in Ashland was diagnosed with the disease Tuesday, the sixth food worker in the county to receive the diagnosis. Officials in the Ashland-Boyd County Health Department say the risk of customers becoming infected is very low. All of the restaurant's employees will be required to get a hepatitis A vaccine before returning to work.
Rowan County has so far avoided the hepatitis A epidemic. That's according to the Gateway District Health Director, Bobby Ratliff. While surrounding counties have seen several cases, especially in restaurants, Ratliff says the only cases that have been identified in Rowan were found in people who have traveled outside the county. Ratliff says proper hygiene is important to avoid the virus, and everyone should consistently wash their hands.
Hep A has always been here. It's not just something new. We've seen hep A come and go. These things cycle up and down. And folks, don't get me wrong, hep A will make you very sick. But it's not like HIV or hepatitis C. There's a lot scarier bugs out there.
Ratliff says individuals who have been exposed to the virus need to seek medical treatment, and residents with concerns should speak with their doctor.
Those selling insurance in Moorhead will soon be paying more in taxes. Mayor Jim Tom Trent reports that City Council this weekend raised the town's forestanding insurance premium taxes from 4 to 7% and implemented new 7% taxes on three other insurance premiums.
It's not something that will be noticed that much by your consumers because it's based on your premiums, but it's something that will have a cumulative effect and can help us from raising individual taxes or occupational taxes or those type of things and have a bigger bite to your wallet.
Trent says the increased and new insurance premium taxes will create $300,000 to $350,000 in new revenue for Moorhead. That amount will basically offset the expected loss of the occupational tax revenue caused by the completion of several local construction projects, the ending of an occupational tax revenue sharing agreement with Rowan County regarding Sealmaster and Guardian Industries, and the move of the Rowan County campus of Maysville Community and Technical College outside of city limits earlier this year.
The City of Moorhead has pledged $10,000 to help residents seeking the benefits of Casey's Law. Casey's Law allows friends or relatives of people with addiction to seek court-ordered involuntary treatment for them. The pledge would cover medical and legal costs for about 20 participants. Tom Carew sits on the council.
Ashley Adkins, the assistant county attorney, made a presentation on Casey's Law, I believe is the name of the law, asking city council to put up $10,000 to help cover the costs of the evaluation of potential clients of folks in need who are currently addicted.
Carew and the rest of the council voted to aid the program with funding.
The site-based council at Rowan County Senior High School is about to begin the search for a new principal. The group needs to find a replacement for Dr. Ray Ginter, who announced his retirement a few weeks ago for health reasons. Superintendent Marvin Moore says the district will start advertising the high school principal's job on Monday, while the site-based council will be prepped on how the search process will need to be handled.
Everybody has to go through a training before we're allowed to interview. And as you know, they changed the law now. You only have to advertise for 15 days. It used to be 30 days, and now 15. And so we'll post that for 15 days and then to look at the applicants. And by that time, the council would have finished their training. And once they finish their training, they can start going through the applicants.
Moore expects the interviews for the principal's post to begin in early June, with the site-based council likely recommending a finalist to the Rowan County School Board by the middle of the month.
Another relative of Kentucky Senator Mitch McConnell has been tapped for a job in the Trump administration. But WUKY's Josh James reports the nod has raised eyebrows among government ethics experts.
The administration is tapping McConnell's brother-in-law, Gordon Hartogensis, to head up a division at the Federal Department of Labor, which handles dissolved pension plans. The majority leader's wife, Elaine Chao, also serves as U.S. Transportation Secretary. The Washington Post reports ethics observers are questioning the nominee's qualifications and lack of public service experience or, quote, direct insight into the agency's mission. According to a LinkedIn profile, Hartogensis has managed his family trust since 2011. He also has a bachelor's degree in computer science and a master's in technology management. A White House statement describes the nominee as an investor and technology sector leader with, quote, experience managing financial equities, bonds, private placements, and software development. His nomination is subject to Senate confirmation. In Lexington, I'm Josh James reporting.
Kentucky's Work Matters Task Force released their final recommendations for breaking down barriers to employment on Tuesday. Governor Matt Bevin established the task force last summer, and the group has worked to promote workforce inclusion among people with disabilities, foster children, disabled veterans, and people troubled by substance abuse or criminal records.
We're looking to incorporate people from five distinct areas. They're service members, men and women that are returning to the private sector, some with service disabilities that come from the service that they've given to this nation. Others with disabilities, a huge subsection of our population. You know, these are folks that we want to have integrated.
The 23-member task force brought together every department of state government that has had a hand in workforce development with members of the private sector. Bevin said it's morally right to do the thing, a morally right thing to do, and it's a necessity.
The state's top election official is predicting a high voter turnout in next week's primary. Paul Miles has the story.
Secretary of State Allison Lundergan Grimes is projecting voter turnout as high as 30% on Tuesday. That would be the highest since the 2010 midterm primary election. Grimes tracks absentee ballot totals as an indicator of final turnout. In 2016, a presidential election year, 20% of voters went to the polls in the primary. Only 12% voted in the last governor's race primary in 2015. There are 3.3 million people registered to vote in Kentucky. I'm Paul Miles.
And taking a look at the weather forecast in the WMKY listening area, including the counties of Carter, Rowan, and Bath. Chance of showers and thunderstorms tonight. Otherwise, cloudy skies, low of around 64 degrees. Chance of precipitation will be around 40%. Coming up tomorrow, you can expect showers and thunderstorms, patchy fog before 10 a.m. Otherwise, cloudy skies with a high near 75 degrees. Your chance of precipitation will be at 60%. Friday night, a chance of showers and thunderstorms, mostly cloudy skies, low of around 63 degrees. Chance of precipitation at 50%. On Saturday, a chance of showers and thunderstorms around 2 p.m., mostly cloudy skies, high near 78, chance of precipitation at 60%. And on Sunday, a 30% chance of showers and thunderstorms, mainly after 3 p.m., partly sunny skies, a high near 84 degrees. Right now in Flemingsburg, it's 75 degrees. It's 79 degrees and Lexington, 81 degrees in Ashland, 78 degrees in Winchester, 82 degrees in Inez, and it's 77 degrees on the campus of Morehead State University.
On our feature segment today, supporters of a free and open internet in Kentucky are making a last-ditch plea to federal lawmakers to save net neutrality. Mary Sherman has more.
Supporters of a free and open internet in Kentucky are making a last-ditch plea to federal lawmakers to save net neutrality. The U.S. Senate is expected to vote Wednesday on a Congressional Review Act resolution to block the FCC's repeal of 2015 consumer internet protections, which expire June 11th. Kentucky Attorney General Andy Beshear, who joined more than 20 state attorneys general in a lawsuit challenging the rollback, says net neutrality is good public policy.
I've heard from the people of Kentucky in all walks of life that want to make the free and open internet part of federal law.
Marty Newell with the Rural Broadband Policy Group says the rollback would give unlimited control to four major companies who could slow down or block internet service.
And in rural America, if we're competing against folks that can afford to buy faster lanes or afford to slow us down, then it's not a level playing field.
FCC Chair Ajit Pai called the net neutrality regulations unnecessary and harmful and said a new framework will be established that will encourage innovation and investment and compel broadband providers to disclose their practices. Beshear contends that, much like a utility, an open internet is a crucial part of Kentucky's infrastructure.
This rollback is basically like the government giving all of our interstates over to one or two corporations that can decide when you can get on, when you can get off, and they can even change where you're going and dictate how fast you could get there.
Some opponents claim net neutrality deters investment in broadband infrastructure. But Newell points out that is not in line with what companies such as AT&T and Comcast have reported to their shareholders and in FCC filings.
And they have only said that they have increased their investment, that they are continuing to push out deployment to unserved and underserved areas, and that a stable regulatory environment is a better deal for them than an uncertain one.
A University of Maryland poll found the majority of voters of all parties oppose repealing net neutrality. This is Mary Sherman, Kentucky News Connection.
It's 447 and 77 degrees on the beautiful campus of Morehead State University. I'm your Mountain Edition host, Leanne Akers, here with Sean Delaney, coming to you live from the Larry Netherton Studio here in Breckenridge Hall. We're so glad that you've joined us on this Thursday afternoon. Braxton Howard has sports right after this.
Support for MSPR comes from the Innovation Launchpad at Morehead State University. The Innovation Launchpad provides education, collaboration, and infrastructure for new or startup businesses with consulting services, financial planning, workstations, meeting, and conference rooms. Located at 149 East Main Street in Morehead, the Innovation Launchpad seeks innovative visionaries who want to start or grow their company, facilitate partnerships, and create jobs. More information at morehedstate.edu/innovation.
The Eagles look to finish strong. Good afternoon for WMKY Sports. I'm Braxton Howard. The Morehead State baseball team has started a decisive season-ending OVC series with number 16 Tennessee Tech over at Allen Field. After a weather delay of over an hour, the game is just now getting started with the two teams still locked at zero in the second inning. Reed Leonard has, however, already extended his 45-game hitting streak with a leadoff single for the Eagles. Morehead is looking to secure the second seed in next week's OVC tournament. They are tied for that spot with Austin Peay and Southeast Missouri currently. Regardless of seeding, Coach Mike McGuire says what's more important is how his team's playing heading into postseason.
Well, I think that, you know, we want to finish second. Obviously, we had sights set on finishing first, so, you know, we want to finish second. And in order to do that, we got to have a good weekend against Tech. I think more important than what our seed is you know, how we're playing going into the tournament.
MSU and Tech will conclude their three-game set this weekend with games scheduled for Friday at 5 p.m. and Saturday at 1. The Cincinnati Reds are enjoying a day off before they open up a series tomorrow at Great American Ballpark against the Chicago Cubs. Manager Jim Riggleman hopes the Reds will take some momentum into the weekend after salvaging the final game of their three-game set in San Francisco with a 6-3 win over the Giants on Wednesday.
You know, that's a good ball club we just beat right there. It's only one out of three, but, you know, we battled them all three games, and, any one of them could have gone either way. But I'm really proud of the way our guys battled after a couple tough losses.
The Reds will start their series with the Cubs, winners of seven of their last nine games. Other notes from baseball: Twins catcher Jason Castro will miss the rest of the season after having knee surgery. A strained right hip flexor has landed Mets slugger Yoenis Cespedes on the team's 10-day disabled list. And Oakland catcher Bruce Maxwell will miss the A's 4-game series in Toronto. He can't enter Canada because he's facing a gun charge in Arizona. Former Louisville basketball coach Rick Pitino is back in the news. In an interview with the Washington Post, Pitino said he had a meeting with an Adidas representative about starting and funding an AAU team for 5-star recruit Romeo Langford's dad to run in order to ensure that Langford attended an Adidas school. Pitino tells WKRD he doesn't think that was illegal.
I don't believe the family got the money. I think it went to the AAU franchise. The shoe companies buy the AAU franchise. They can pay him whatever they want to pay him. They can pay him $200,000. They can pay him $20,000. That's up to them. And I don't know what they were paying Langford's AAU team. I have no idea. I don't know. Apparently, the head of the AAU program got the money. I don't know how much it was. I don't know anything about it. But I think it was all above board.
3 weeks ago, Langford, who is ranked as the sixth best player in the 2018 class by 24/7 Sports, committed to Indiana, which is an Adidas school. With sports gambling now legal in all states in the United States, the NBA is planning on fully embracing gambling. Commissioner Adam Silver says the league is excited about the movement, but realizes it will force them to keep a closer tab on the integrity of the game.
Sports betting is already legal in Nevada. It's legal outside the United States in many jurisdictions, so it's not completely new to us, but there, I think in terms of the integrity of the league, which is paramount, we're going to have to take a fresh look at everything we do and just make sure everything's completely covered, how we disclose information, how referees are assigned. I mean, things we deal with already, but we realize there'll be even that much more scrutiny on everything that happens around the league.
Some reports suggest the NBA is developing an app to allow fans to place bets during games. Some other notes from the NBA: James Harden, LeBron James, and Anthony Davis have been named the finalists for this year's MVP award. The Milwaukee Bucks have reached an agreement with Mike Budenholzer to become their next head coach. And the potential top draft pick in June's draft, Luka Doncic, told reporters that he hasn't made his decision if he'll jump from Europe to the NBA. The 19-year-old currently plays professionally for Real Madrid. The Round County football team is about to get busy again. Second-year coach Kelly Ford will have the Vikings starting their 5 weeks of conditioning drills next Tuesday.
We spend the first hour in the weight room, and then our last hour is out on the field doing agilities, working on footwork, and trying to get our speed better. And then we also go ahead and start installing for the season because, you know, in June we don't get to do anything but this, and it helps us when we come back in July off the dead period that we can hit the ground rolling.
The Round football team's preseason drills will begin in July. The Vikings' first game will be August the 18th against Morgan County. The Cincinnati Bengals' new middle linebacker is making himself at home in the team's defense. The Bengals signed Queen City native Preston Brown as a free agent in March. Brown says he's working with the club's veterans like Vontaze Burfict and Vincent Ray to get familiar with how Cincy's defense works.
Yeah, I definitely get a lot of help from Vinny and Vontaze and Nick. A lot of guys have been in the system for multiple years, helping me each and every day. I mean, they got great players here already, so I'm just learning from them as much as I can.
The 6'2", 256-pound Brown spent the last four seasons in Buffalo. He played his college ball at Louisville. Finally in sports, Kentucky Derby winner Justify is the favorite to capture this weekend's second leg of the Triple Crown, the Preakness Stakes in Baltimore. After the colt drew the number 7 post position, the experts installed Justify at 1-2 odds. Trainer Bob Baffert says his horse had a good workout yesterday, and he's doing well after sustaining a minor foot bruise in winning the Derby.
He's enjoying it out there. You know, you can tell he wanted to go faster than he wanted to, than the rider. And so, to me, that just tells me that he's still on go.
Justify's main challenger in the Kentucky Derby, Good Magic, who finished second, is the number 2 choice in the Preakness. He's listed at 3-1 odds. That's a look at sports for WMKY. I'm Braxton Howard.
Support for MSPR comes from MSU Athletics online at msueagles.com. Baseball will close out their regular season by hosting Tennessee Tech for 3 games this weekend. Tickets and more information from the MSU Eagle Ticket Office at 783-2386 or online at msueagles.com.
Good afternoon from the National Offices of Hilliard Lyons. This is Bud Luke with your closing financial markets report for WMKY. Stocks fell after President Trump indicated trade talks between the U.S. and China this week may not be fruitful. And the Dow did finish with a loss of 54.95 at 24,713.98 after spending much of the day in positive territory. The S&P 500 was down 2.33 at 2720.13, and the NASDAQ Composite was down 15.82 at 7382.47. The president said he doubted trade-related talks with China this week would be successful. And, of course, he went on to say that not only China but other countries have become very spoiled because they always, quote, get 100% of whatever they wanted from the United States. And tech shares hit their session lows after Trump made his remarks. The technology select sector SPDR exchange traded fund itself closed down 0.5%. Higher interest rates also helped push stocks lower. The benchmark 10-year Treasury note yield broke above 3.1% for the first time since 2011, while the 2-year yield hovered around its highest levels in a decade. In the commodities markets, oil was up 0.8%, finishing at $71.58. And, of course, Brent crude in Europe has touched the $80 a barrel mark. Gold was down 0.1% at $1,290.40 an ounce. And in Europe, stocks were strong, with the Stock 600 index up 0.7%. In the Far East, stocks actually were mostly weaker, with the Shanghai Composite and South Korea's KOSPI index both finishing down about 0.5%. Among Dow industrial stocks, the best performers were Coca-Cola and Boeing, while the worst performers were Cisco and Walmart. In the S&P 500, the best performers were Marathon Petroleum and Endeavor, and the worst performers were Nektar Therapeutics and CBS. Turning now to stocks of local interest, it was Ashland Global at 74 cents at 77 and a quarter. Marathon Petroleum was up $3.98 at 80.71. AEP down 93 cents at 65.22. AK Steel up 11 cents at 4.82. CSX up 24 cents at 63.52. And Marathon Oil was up 46 cents to finish at 21.64. Reporting for WMKY, this is Bud Luke from the Ashland offices of Hilliard Lyons.
Support for MSPR comes from Coffee Tree Books and the Fuzzy Duck Coffee Shop, promoting literacy and reading in the MSPR listening area since 1978. Coffee Tree Books, where books are ordered every day and special orders can easily be accommodated, featuring a variety of gifts, cards, locally made crafts, and now a complete yarn shop, a community bookstore located at 159 East Main Street in Moorhead. The Fuzzy Duck Coffee Shop and Coffee Tree Books are open Monday through Saturday, online, on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram.
And taking one last look at the weather forecast in the WMKY listening area here on this Thursday night. A chance of showers and thunderstorms, otherwise cloudy skies, a low of around 64 degrees. That chance of precipitation will be at 40%. Showers and thunderstorms likely tomorrow with a patchy fog before 10 a.m., otherwise cloudy skies, high near 75 degrees. Right now in Flemingsburg, it's 75 degrees, 79 degrees in Lexington, 81 degrees in Ashland, 78 degrees in Winchester, 82 degrees in Inez, and it's 77 degrees on the campus of Moorhead State University.
Taking a look at some events coming up in your region, Rowan County Schools will conduct kindergarten registration at the Rowan County Board of Education building located on West Sun Street in Moorhead. Registration will be held from 9 a.m. to 1 p.m. on Wednesday, May 23rd, and from 2 to 6 p.m. on Thursday, May 24th. More details are available by calling 784-8928.
The Gateway Regional Arts Center, located on East Main Street in Mount Sterling, will host a Woodsongs Coffee House concert featuring Grayson Jenkins at 7 p.m. on Thursday, May 24th. Tickets are $8 for adults and $5 for students.
Faith Presbyterian Church, located at 430 Fraley Drive in Moorhead, will sponsor a yard sale from 8 a.m. to 4 p.m. on Saturday, May 26th. Proceeds will go towards food backpacks for elementary school students.
In celebration of National Cancer Survivors Day, St. Clair Healthcare will host an ice cream social from 2 to 4 p.m. on Sunday, June 3rd.
That's going to do it for Mountain Edition this afternoon. We had help from Chuck Mraz, Jacob Lindberg, Kyle Blankenbuehler, Chaz Jenkins, Paul Hitchcock, Greg Jenkins, Tilton Johnson, and Braxton Howard. KNN's Paul Miles, WUKY's Josh James, and Hilliard Lyons' Bud Luke. Our feature segment today came from Kentucky News Connections' Mary Sherman. This is Moorhead State Public Radio. WMKY Moorhead and translator W202BH9S. Our show is archived daily on the web at WMKY.org. For Sean Delaney and all of the MSPR News team, I'm Leanne Akers for WMKY News. All Things Considered is coming up next. It's 5 o'clock.